Hey, ready to get to know yourself a little better? On this episode, we'll discuss how understanding your communication style can help you coach your inner bully. I use the DISC communication style model in my work, so I'm going to be referring to that today. We'll talk about how each style reacts in conflict, what they value, and what they fear, and how knowing all of this about your style can help you ask yourself more effective questions and discover what emotions may be trapped in your communication filter. I'm going to show you how you can make an educated guess in regards to your style. But if you'd like to get a customized report, plus the resources you need to build your communication strategy, head over to mercyrice.com and click on Courses. You'll discover specific information about how you react in conflict, what your natural communication tendencies are, and how you can communicate more effectively with others as well as your inner bully. All right, there is so much more to learn today, so let's talk about it. Welcome to Inner Work Coaching, the ultimate podcast for Christ-centered coaching to help turn your inner bully into a trusted ally. If you're ready to stop just going through the motions in life and start enjoying emotional and spiritual freedom, you're in the right place. I'm Mercy Rice, inner work warrior, God's girl, and caffeine queen, and I'm thrilled you're here. Let's get started. Are you a thinker or a feeler? Do you make decisions based on facts and logic or based on how those decisions will affect people? Do you tend to act quickly or are you more measured with your actions? The answers to these questions can provide an educated guess as to your communication style. On this episode, we'll discuss how understanding your communication style can help you coach your inner bully. I use the DISC communication style model in my work, so I'm going to be referring to that one today. If you haven't gotten your free communication style guide from me, go to the description in this episode and clickety-click the link to download it. Pause me. I'll wait. All right, let's do this. The DISC model is a circle, and it's divided into four main styles. Your style is determined by where you fall in this circle. I'm going to use two questions to help you make a solid guess as to your style. First question is about your pace. When you speak, are you fast-paced or more moderate-paced? Once you've decided on one of those answers for yourself, we'll move on to question two. And that one is, are you usually task-focused or people-focused? Now, I can hear some of you saying, well, it depends for any one of these questions. And I get it, but I want you to think of what you do usually. What is more like you? So question one, are you fast-paced or more moderate-paced when you speak? And question two, do you tend to prioritize tasks or people when you make decisions? Okay. All right, now that you've made those two choices, listen closely to see what letter of this model best suits you as your communication style. There are four main styles, and the letters are D, I, S, and C, hence the name DISC. All right, if you're fast-paced and task-focused, you are most likely the letter D. D as in David. Okay, so hold on to that. If you are fast-paced and people-focused, you are most likely the letter I in this communication model. If you're more moderate-paced and people-focused, you're most likely an S style. And lastly, if you are moderate-paced and task-focused, you are most likely the letter C. So now that you've made an educated guess as to what your communication style may be, what do these letters mean? Such a great question. I'm going to give you a high-level description of each of the styles, and then we'll dig into how you can use this knowledge to coach your inner bully. As I said at the beginning of the episode, if this type of information interests you and you want to take a personalized assessment and know more, head on over to mercyrice.com and click on Courses for more information. Okay, we're getting started with the D style. Now, the D style is fast-paced and task-focused. We tend to think of this style as the winner because they are competitive and they want to win. A person primarily in this DISC quadrant places emphasis on accomplishing results and seeing the big picture. They are confident, sometimes blunt, outspoken, and they can be seen as demanding. In conflict, they speak up. They speak up about their problems. They're not afraid of conflict. And in an unhealthy situation, they may look to even the score. Goes back to that winning at all costs. Now, things that they fear being seen as vulnerable or being taken advantage of. And things they value competency, action, concrete results, personal freedom, and challenges. So some self-coaching questions for the D style. This style is comfortable with confrontation and welcomes challenge. So some examples of questions that a D style may ask their inner bully may be, what are the facts that make this true? When you're thinking about something, you're obsessing about anything, you can ask, what are the facts that make this true? Another question, how can I think about this situation differently? So that's going to start asking your inner bully, hey, what are some other things that I could be thinking about? How can I think about it differently? And as you ask those questions, I invite you to listen to what your brain is telling you, what your emotions are telling you, and write that down. It's going to be very interesting, your aha moments as they come. Okay, that's our D style. Let's look at the I style. I style, fast-paced and focused on people. We consider this style the enthusiast. A person in this DISC quadrant places emphasis on influencing or persuading others. They tend to be enthusiastic, optimistic, open, trusting, and energetic. In conflict, they absolutely express their feelings. They have no problem with expressing emotions. When they're not at their healthiest, they may turn to gossiping or just not effective ways of dealing with the situation. Fears, they fear a loss of influence, disapproval, being ignored, or being rejected. Things they value coaching and counseling, freedom of expression, and relationships where they can just be themselves. Self-coaching questions for the I style. This style tends to take things personally and may obsessively overthink. Some examples of questions that an I style can ask their inner bully are, okay, help me separate feelings from facts. What was actually said or what actually happened? And you start separating what you feel about it from what actually happened. Another question would be, if I choose to believe the best of this person, what other reasons could there be for their behavior? And again, these are just things that may be coming up in the I style's brain. How to question, these would be some ways that you can do that. Let's look at the S style. The S style, remember, is moderate pace and focused on people. We consider the S style the peacekeeper. A person in this DISC quadrant places emphasis on cooperation, sincerity, loyalty, and dependability. They tend to have calm, deliberate dispositions and don't like to be rushed. In conflict, they listen to others' perspectives, but they keep their own needs to themselves. Not a fan of confrontation. What they fear change, loss of stability, offending others, and letting people down. Some things they value loyalty, helping others, and security, stability. So some self-coaching questions for the S style. The S style tends to internalize their feelings. So some examples of questions for an S style may kind of go around boundaries. And they can say, for example, what boundary did I allow to be crossed that is making me feel this resentment? Because as they internalize, they're going to feel resentful. They may not say it, but we need to deal with that. We need to clear that filter. Another question may be, how can I respect this boundary in the future to protect my inner peace? So we're being productive, we're moving forward. How else can, what can I do that's better in the future? And then looking at our C style. C style is moderate pace and task focused. We consider them the analyst. A person in this disc quadrant places emphasis on quality and accuracy, expertise and competency. They enjoy their independence, they demand the details, and often fear being wrong. In conflict, they focus on logic and objectivity. If they're not being as healthy as they need to, they can try to overpower with facts. What they fear criticism, and they also fear being wrong. Additionally, they fear strong displays of emotion. They're definitely going to shy away from that. What they value quality, excellence, and accuracy. Some self-coaching questions for the C style. People with a C personality type are analytical and detail-oriented. So I would use why questions to encourage them to think critically and explore the root cause of problems. Some examples of questions that they can ask their inner bully may be, what information am I missing that is causing these unproductive thoughts? That's going to get them into research mode. What is missing? What am I not doing or what am I not seeing that's causing these thoughts? Another question may be, how can I look at this in a way that shows me how my actions impacted others? So we're going to stretch a little bit to see how it impacts others. They're not always focused on others, so this is a good exercise to do that. Whew, okay, this is a lot of information that I just gave you. I'm sure you would benefit from maybe listening to it a couple of times because I know there's a lot packed in there. And I trust you've gotten some benefit from this information in regards to your communication style and that you see how important it is as you begin to coach your inner bully. In episode 4, we talked about the benefits of creating a persona for your inner bully, and that begins to pay off here as you prepare for your first coaching session. Thanks so much for joining me today. I pray you received value from this episode and that you're ready to begin coaching your inner bully. There is so much more encouragement and many more skills coming your way in future episodes, so please make sure you're following this podcast, and I will meet you right back here next Monday for a brand new episode. Until next time.